Irish stew, the perfect, delicious, easy to make dish for a cold winter's night or shooting lunch that will help beat those winter blues.
Winston? Winston? Come back with that leg of lamb.
I love cooking for the royal family, and the 15 years travelling around the world cooking at all the different residences for them. I think Sandringham at Christmas and New Year, that was my favourite. The kitchens were so close to the dining room that often the corgis would actually come in and out of the kitchen. Nothing's changed. One thing that really surprised me cooking Christmas and New Year at Sandringham was that the royal family have pretty much the same menu for Christmas Day and for New Year's Day. It's those beautiful Norfolk bronze turkeys, and leftovers from those turkeys would be used for shooting lunches over the next few days. At Sandringham, the royal family arrange shooting parties on Fridays and Saturdays, and the men get up really early and go down for a really big hearty breakfast with sausages, egg and bacon, and you know, the usual stuff, but unusual stuff too. Things like deviled kidneys, which you never see on the menu. Now the ladies, they prefer to have trays upstairs, breakfast trays in their rooms. They're not ready to go out yet. After breakfast, the men head off to the pheasant shoot on the estate, and the ladies join them later for lunch. Now shooting lunches weren't the time for royal chefs to showcase fine dining. Everyone was out in the cold air and was freezing cold, and all they wanted was comfort food. Food that would clout your pipes, hearty comfort food, clout your pipes, I think that's English. Big stews and pies and dishes like cottage pie, followed by stodgy things like treacle tart and custard. If you've not seen my YouTube video, check that one out on the treacle tart. Irish stew appeared on the royal shooting menus quite a lot at Sandringham, and it's easy to make, it tastes delicious. And I'm gonna show you the royal recipe that I used to make at Sandringham. All of these gorgeous vegetables and this beautiful lamb. Irish stew dates back to 1800s Ireland, and way back then, they actually used to use mutton. In fact, I think a lot of people in Ireland still do. Nowadays we use lamb, but of course, back then, the lambs were used for milk and also for the wool. And of course, by the time they were ready for eating, that meat was really, really tough. So it took a long time to cook, slowly, slowly. But as I said, nowadays we use lamb, and lamb, when we're doing the Irish stew, is only needing to cook for about an hour. Just bubble away on the stove for about an hour. The mutton that was used was normally from the neck or from the shank, and today we actually use leg meat. I've got a beautiful piece here that I'm going to use. Purists will tell you that a traditional Irish stew should really contain just a few simple ingredients: the lamb or mutton, onions, water, potatoes, all boiled together. I mean, how simple is that? But at the palace, we just added in a few more ingredients, and with the addition of parsnips and carrots and rutabaga, or Swede across the pond, this becomes an absolutely fabulous dish. If you've never cooked rutabaga, Swede, why can't they call it the same in all the countries? The first thing you've got to do is take off the edges on there, and then you see this lip around the edge there. You see that? That makes it really, really tough. So you really want to cut down and take that off too. So just cut all around and remove that rind. And then it's just going into, again, bite-sized pieces. I'm going to add potatoes in there as well. And the potatoes I actually add halfway through cooking so they don't go sort of too mushy. When you're doing potatoes, you don't want russets in there because the russets are like a floury potato and they just fall apart. You don't want that, you want some texture. So the little gold potatoes, they're my favorites. This is a gorgeous boneless leg of lamb and I'm going to cut it into just little 1-inch chunks. Don't worry about the fat on there. If it's really fatty, you can leave that out. But otherwise, we want some because it renders down and becomes really, really gorgeous. If you're not a huge fan of lamb, then you can do beef, but I'm not sure that that's an Irish stew. It's also going to take longer to cook as well. This beautiful leg of lamb, when we cut it into pieces like this, will be cooked, will be so fall apart tender in an hour, just bubbling away on the stove. See, big chunky pieces of fat in there, we don't want that. Once you've cut the vegetables and the meat, then we've got to sear the meat. So we want some oil into a really, really hot pan so that when the meat goes in, it starts to sear right away. It starts to caramelize all those proteins and that's gonna give us the beautiful flavor. I've also got some lamb broth here too. You can use chicken broth or beef broth if you want to. You can even use water if you're a purist, but I roast the lamb bones and make my own broth and it comes out amazing. Oil in the pan. And then the lamb. At this stage, we've got lots of fat in there, but it's the rendering from the lamb. And that's all the flavor, in my opinion. Now, some people will pour that off, strain it off, but I like to keep it in there. It just gives it so much sort of rich flavor. At this stage, I'm going to add the vegetables. And then the broth. Then I'm going to bring it to the boil, put a lid on it, turn it down low, and let it simmer for an hour. It's that easy. If you want to add a little salt and pepper, wait until a little bit later on. I've not added potatoes yet, so I'm giving it about 30 minutes. Just a little head start to start cooking that lamb and those root vegetables. And then I'm gonna put in the potatoes. I like these little gold potatoes. They just hold up real well in there. And you can just cut them in half. Peel them if you want to, but I don't see the point. We're doing a rustic dish here. Once the stew's been cooking for about 25, 30 minutes, we can add the potatoes. One of the best Irish stews I've ever had was in Dublin, and we were there on the Royal Yacht Britannia doing a banquet for King Charles III. He was Prince Charles back then. But I'm sure that that Irish stew actually had Guinness in it too. Maybe that's why it tasted so good. After about an hour, lift the lid, taste the meat, make sure it's tender, taste the seasoning, maybe it needs some salt and pepper. And also taste the vegetables. Anyway, back to shooting lunches. At 11:30 prompt on a Thursday and a Friday lunch at Sandringham, the silver pantry would bring down the beautiful silver trays, the silver boxes. I remember they had a beautiful mahogany King George V box. It was lined with red leather and padded, and it had three silver boxes. One would be for the Irish stew, one would be for mashed potatoes, and one would be for cabbage. Lids on and out to the shoot, and it stayed warm for hours. This smells incredible. Look at the gorgeous lamb in there, the beautifully cooked vegetables and those potatoes that we just added a little bit later that have still kept their shape in there. Some recipes say that you should now add a little flour in there and boil it and thicken the gravy a little, but why? Why not just take the potatoes, some of them, and just press on them, just mash them a little, and that will help make a beautiful, thick sauce that you can spoon over mashed potatoes, or you can enjoy the traditional way with some Irish soda bread. I've done a recipe on that too, a video on that, so check that out if you've not seen it. Oh, just dipping some soda bread into this right now. It smells incredible. It just needs a little parsley sprinkled over the top. I told you it was easy to make, didn't I? It's gorgeous, it smells lovely, it looks beautiful, it tastes amazing. Well, I think it does. Look at that lamb falling apart and those potatoes. It's too hot to eat. I can't taste it. It's too hot. I'll eat it later. Thanks for watching. Hope you enjoyed the video. Subscribe if you haven't already. Give me a thumbs up. Leave a comment below and we'll see you again soon. No, it's too hot.